Hey everybody, all right, so today I have a really good one for you. I know a lot of you guys struggle with knowing what you should be doing, but not always doing it, right? Does that sound familiar? So I know for me, this would show up like, I wanna get up and exercise, but then I snooze my alarm clock. Or I really want to show up as more confident and like share myself on social media more, but yet I hold back. Or I want to work out more, but I'm not doing it. This can also show up in a variety of ways. Like I want a loving relationship, but I still find myself single, okay? So if you've been struggling in any one of these areas, your health, your business, or your relationships, and you're like, what's going on? How can I fix this? I want you to try this really simple habit change technique this week. It's a simple sentence that you can start using. So I know you guys have been loving these mantras and these simple little tiny mindset shifts that you can start to bring into your life that really create a ripple effect and a big change for you. So this one is, what will make this inevitable? What would make this inevitable for me? So back when I was really struggling with food and my body and exercise, and I just couldn't gain traction, I would like lose a couple pounds and gain a bunch of pounds. I wasn't feeling good in myself. I started putting my gym clothes out in the morning. Or my yoga mat, I would roll that out the night before. Because when I ask myself, you know, what would make it inevitable that I go to the gym in the morning is so different than I should be going to the gym. Why aren't I going to the gym? I should be going to the gym. I'm not going to the gym. Rah, 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 rah. And get in that shame spiral, which we know doesn't get us anywhere. So instead, I would ask myself, what would make this inevitable? And that was my solution. I would put out my gym clothes, or I'd even sometimes wear them to bed, because it was almost it would be more inevitable that I would go work out than to take all my workout clothes off and then put on my work clothes, if that makes sense. With a client this week, we're talking about healthy relationships, and she was really wanting to be in a healthy, really good, like vibey, sexy, fun relationship with her guy. And it's like, well, what would make this inevitable? What would make having a loving, beautiful connection with somebody inevitable? And we realized it would be to connect with them lovingly. So often in our relationships, just like we do in our health and in our business, we come up with all these excuses and we get caught in our head. But when we ask, you know, what would make this inevitable for there to be more love between this human and I, it would be creating loving actions to not look at that person through judgmental eyes, or what's wrong with them, or are they checking off all of these parts of my list, but am I actually relating to this person with love and with care? When you act from that place of creating an inevitability that you're going to be experiencing more love, guess what? That's what you get. And then when it comes to your business, I want you to think about like, what's your big business goal? So for me right now in my business, it's scaling the Aligned Female Entrepreneur from $10,000 months to $30,000 months, which at first is like, what? How am I gonna do that? Old thinking would kick in and come up with all these excuses. No, that's too much. It's gonna be too much work. And I'm like, oh no, hell no. We don't do it like that here. So as I teach in the Aligned Female Entrepreneur, I'm like, this gets to be easy. This gets to be fun. So now I look at it like, what would make this inevitable? Well, damn, I'd have to make this easy. I'd have to make this streamlined, and I'd have to make this more like a game if I were going to do it. Because if I just gave myself this big goal, honestly, I'd probably like get pretty intimidated and like, freak out and not get anywhere. And I learned my lesson in that. So instead I'm like, all right, what would make this inevitable? I'd have to be fun. It'd have to be like a game. It'd have to be easy. It'd have to be less work on me. Okay, cool. That means I need a team. Now, if I had accountability, that would make this inevitable. I also need to actually create the structure in my business where I can bring more people in, that the container, the program can actually hold more people while still getting them really incredible results. Because I know if my people aren't going to get good results, or if it's not going to be a good experience, I'm also not going to do it. I'm not going to grow at the sake of my clients not having a really powerful experience and results in my program. So I know that. So I'm like, all right, cool. If I can make sure that this is high quality, people are getting amazing results, I don't have to work more, I get to work less, and it gets to be easy, and it gets to be fun, and I get to put the structures in place that are obviously going to get me 30K. I'm like, all right, cool. I get the vibe. I know how I need to do this, and now I can take action. So like I always suggest, go to somebody who has what you want, pay them to shortcut the path, and now I have support in place to teach me the exact tools that I need to grow to that 30K a month mark. I invested in some support, some accountability. I got my vibe right. I got my team on board. And now the conditions are in place where it's like almost harder not to make 30K months than it is to than to do it. It becomes easier. So that's really when you start to gain traction in your health and fitness, in your relationships, and in your life, when the aligned action, the action that's gonna get what you want, more love, more money, more health and fitness, more power, more strength, is the easiest action, okay? So when we make the healthiest choice, the easiest choice, we're always going to choose it and we're gonna naturally feel more fit and light and strong in our bodies. When we make the loving choice, the easiest choice, when we set up our container of our relationship to relate to each other in a certain way and have a certain amount of respect and care for each other, it makes it inevitable actually that you have more love. And same in your business. You know, if you can set up the right systems and structures and the right accountability and the right mindset, so that actually taking action toward your goal is easier than not taking action, then it's like, boom, game on, things start to happen, you get to gain traction simply by asking yourself this one question: what would make this inevitable for me? So that's the question I'm posing to you this week. I want you to think about, what is it that you really want? What is it that you really want? Is it a certain amount of money a month? Is it to, you know, I don't know. I want to say a number on a scale. I know that's kind of irrelevant for the people in this group by now, but you know, maybe that is something. Maybe you have a health goal. So maybe not a number on a scale, but say like, all right, I want to work out 5 times a week. What would make that inevitable? Maybe it's you need to get a trainer. You need to have some support or accountability. I don't know. You're gonna have to ask yourself. When we can use these little tools and little mindset shifts that I give you to start to trust ourselves, to follow our own intuition, and to take aligned action, that's when you really start to see results in every area of your life. So put it into play this week. Let me know how this goes. What would make success inevitable for you this week? And then go out and make it happen. I love you guys so much, and I'll talk to you next week.